Across the globe, 2017 was the second hottest year on record, just behind 2016, according to a European Union monitoring center. Temperatures in Alaska last year were a bit more moderate. 2017 was the 13th warmest on record. Brian Brettschneider with our Ask a Climatologist segment says the state was still significantly above normal for the year, despite a cold winter.
We had a pretty chilly winter last winter, December, January, February, and then that actually extended into March. So we had a really cold March. We had about the 12th coldest March on record. And so that sent us into a temperature deficit the first 3 months of the year. Then kind of the switch flipped at the end of March. And so for the remaining three quarters of the year, we had actually had a top 10 warmest three quarters of the year. So you add all those together, ends up again being the 13th warmest on record.
I feel like some people will say 13th warmest. That doesn't sound very dramatic. We're used to hearing record warm temperatures, especially in the winter in Alaska. What do you say to that?
The previous 2 years were the warmest two on record, and they were also the warmest two on record globally. So Alaska was kind of fitting with that global pattern. 2017 looks to be the second warmest year on record globally, but there's going to be variations amongst locations across the earth. It just so happened this year we were in one of those little pockets where it wasn't quite as warm as most people experienced. But the earth was almost as warm this year. Just Alaska kind of got the lucky roll of the dice where we weren't embedded in that core above normal temperature pattern.
And there were places in Alaska where the story was more dramatic, right?
As is usually the case, you know, Alaska's a big place. There's a lot of variability from one part of the state to the others. So in some places, say in southeast Alaska, they were kind of at or even maybe slightly below normal for temperatures for the calendar year. But as you head north and west, the departures got much more dramatic. So by the time you make it over to the west coast, say Kotzebue, and then up to the north slope, Upyokvik, Barrow, you ended up with a top five warmest year on record. And in those cases, it's very highly correlated with the really lack of sea ice. So the Chukchi Sea, for example, this fall took the longest to freeze over from any year in the satellite record. And that open water provides a lot of excess warmth. So that really sent the temperature departure toward the end of the year to, again, to those near record levels.
And what about precipitation?
Precipitation, 2017 was actually a fairly unremarkable year. So most places, say from Anchorage northward, were above normal precipitation. And even if you go, say, to Bethel and then up to the north slope, Upyokvik, Barrow, they ended up with a top three wettest year on record. South of Anchorage, south of 60 degrees latitude. So from west, say from Bristol Bay over to Kodiak and then down through all of southeast, it was at or slightly below normal. So again, overall, an unremarkable precipitation story for 2017. But on balance, the state was probably a little bit wetter than normal.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage. He checks in with Alaska's Energy Desk each week as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.